Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Whether you're thinking about the passion history that you just heard from Matthew's gospel, or the epistle you heard from Philippians chapter 2, or the Palm Sunday gospel you heard at the beginning of the service out on the patio, the one thing that shines through like a bright light in all of it is Jesus' humility. His Holy Week humility was the culmination of what our catechism students have recently learned to be called his state of humiliation. We watched together this morning as Jesus lowered himself further and further and further from where he began, which was in glory with the Father. As Paul said in Philippians 2, in the form of God. He was God by his very nature. He was equal with God. And yet his mind wasn't on grasping that equality and holding on to it as a prize. Instead, his mind was on lowering himself, emptying himself. And he did lower himself, not just by becoming a man, but by taking on the form of man as servant, of man in the condition in which sin has left us, debilitated, needy, afflicted, susceptible to pain and anguish, subject to God's law, vulnerable, and even mortal. His Holy Week humility began with the intentional choice of two donkeys to carry him that day into Jerusalem, accompanied not by a conquering army, but by average Israelites, even children. His mind was not on seeking his own glory, but the good of those who were already his people, and the good of those who might become and yet would become his people when they saw how willingly he humbled himself and made himself obedient unto death, even death on a cross. So as Paul wrote in the epistle today, there's no room at all for pride among God's saints either. No room at all for looking out for yourself first, or trying to make yourself look good. Today is a day of humility, to watch in awe as Jesus rides humbly into Jerusalem and to be of the same mind. Today is also a day of comfort, not a time for fear. We had every reason to fear the wrath of God, the anger of God, the temporal and eternal punishment of God, the punishment he sends into the world for sin, because we were, and as Christians in a sense, still are sinners like the rest of the world. And those who acknowledge and repent of their sins have no reason to fear, while those who refuse to acknowledge their sins and repent of them have much reason to fear. Today, we're all being called by God to look up from our fear, to look at Jesus riding into Jerusalem, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. It's a day of comfort as we ponder God's zeal. There's really no better word to describe it. God's zeal to save sinners. His zeal to make atonement for their sins through the death of his beloved Son, and to call sinners to faith in Christ Jesus by holding his humility and love before our eyes. Today is a day of comfort when all are invited to become part of Jerusalem, not the city, but the people, the holy Christian Church of God, to become part of it and to remain part of it. God's precious people who have God's love, God's forgiveness, and God's promise to get us through the worst of times in this world so that we may finish this life in faith and then await the blessed resurrection of the dead. Today is a day of humility and of comfort, and also a day of joy. Zechariah's prophecy begins, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, your king comes to you." The prophet was talking about that day, that first Palm Sunday, still some 500 years in the future from his perspective, when the Christ would ride into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. He really came. He really showed up as king to conquer the devil and to rescue sinners from the devil's kingdom. And he's still here today in a special way, where two or three are gathered together in his name, as he promises. And in another special way, where his body and blood are joined to bread and wine. Today is a day of joy, because Zechariah tells us that your king is righteous and having salvation. And that salvation is from everything. Everything in its time and in God's perfect way. Salvation from sin, salvation from the devil, salvation from eternal death in hell, salvation from earthly enemies, whether viruses or tyrannical governments or violent neighbors or loneliness. Salvation that doesn't mean we are no longer troubled by those things, but salvation in that they cannot snatch us out of God's hand or threaten the joy we have in Christ's victory for us. All our enemies must serve His good purposes for His precious people, and we must stand victorious in the end. And so today is a day of joy, to rejoice in the presence of your King and to know that He hears your hosannas and is pleased with them. Pleased to have every one of you here as His own precious blood-bought people celebrating this day of humility, this day of comfort, and this day of joy. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.